This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
We have bombshell news breaking from the Washington Post today. And if you wonder why would the Washington Post break bombshell news that is true, I'll tell you exactly why here in just a minute. Thank you for joining me today. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report from healthrangerreport.com. So here's the big story that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for Fusion GPS to create the Trump dossier smear document that was then used by John McCain, an establishment Republican rhino, Arizona senator, of course, to smear Trump and try to destroy Trump with lies. They then were able to place that document in front of James Comey, who was director of the FBI at the time. Even though the document was completely fictitious, totally made up with the most outlandish lies and smears, the media, the left-wing media, was then able to report that the director of the FBI had been briefed on these allegations against Trump, which included bizarre allegations that claimed he hired hookers in Russia or Moscow, I guess, to urinate on hotel beds that Barack and Michelle Obama had slept in. You know, that kind of total fiction. It's total nonsense. But they use it to try to smear Trump. And BuzzFeed was involved in all of this conspiracy to try to destroy Trump with made-up lies and smears. So the web of deceit is complete. It involves the Hillary Clinton campaign. It involves the DNC. It involves James Comey at the head of the FBI. It involves Senator John McCain, a Republican. It involves the left-wing media, including BuzzFeed, and many other players in all of this, including Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama himself. This thing is so dirty and it goes so deep, and it's alongside everything that's happening with the Uranium One scandal that's also imploding rapidly, which shows that Hillary and Bill took $145 million, mostly to the Clinton Foundation, but also to Bill Clinton's personal income for so-called speeches. They took this money from Russia-linked companies in order to sell out 20% of the U.S. uranium supply to Russia. And that's, of course, nuclear warhead fuel. Hillary Clinton needs to be arrested and imprisoned. She is a traitor. And of course, she's out there saying, oh, it's all been debunked. Yeah, really? No, it hasn't. It's just starting to unfold. It's all starting to come out. The depths of corruption and criminality in the Clintons and the Obama administration, because this involves them all. This involves Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and Barack Obama and James Comey and Hillary Clinton and Bill and a lot of other people, dozens of other people. This thing goes so deep and it's so dirty and it's so criminal that if we really had an honest justice system, many or most of those people I just named would be behind bars within the next 2 to 3 years. But that probably won't happen. That's what should happen, though. These people are criminals. They are traitors. And this is just one of many crimes that they committed that I've detailed at some length before. For example, Barack Obama laundering money and flying in a cargo plane full of cash on pallets to the Iranian administration so they could use that money to build nuclear weapons in the Middle East. To strike Israel, among other intended targets, by the way, including the United States and U.S. military bases in the Middle East. It's incredible. The corruption and criminality of these people knows no bounds. The corruption of the DNC, the corruption of Democrats, the corruption of the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, the what's called the Clinton Crime Foundation sometimes, John Podesta and others. And you know what? WikiLeaks, thank God for WikiLeaks, because WikiLeaks has a lot of the information that will nail this. And I bet you they are going to be releasing more information in the months ahead. If there's an honest investigation in this, Hillary Clinton's going to jail. That probably won't happen, but that's what should happen. And a lot of other officials should go to jail as well. I mean, there is a Russian conspiracy, and it's all involving Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, and it's all starting to unravel. Now, why did the Washington Post report this about the Trump dossier being paid for by the Clinton campaign and the DNC? Why? Why did they report that? The answer is, well, this is what I've been told, that the Washington Post has a story written and done on every major breaking piece of news like that that could harm Democrats, but they put it on the shelf. They put it on the shelf until they get word that somebody else is about to break the story that they can't control. So probably somebody else was about to break the story, maybe WorldNet Daily, maybe Daily Caller, maybe PJ Media, some other sort of conservative-oriented independent media source was probably about to blow the story wide open. And the Washington Post doesn't want anybody else to get the credit for conducting real journalism. So the Washington Post then takes that story they have on the shelf and they roll it out and they publish it quickly so that they can say they're real journalists. But you see, until that day happens, they cover it up. They cover it up and they make sure the story doesn't run until it's unavoidable. That's the kind of corruption and cover-ups that the Washington Post is really running every day. They're not interested in real journalism. They just don't want anybody else to get credit for a big explosive story when it can no longer be contained. So that's why you'll actually see real investigative stories from time to time in the Washington Post or the New York Times. They both play these same kind of games. After all, they want to get more Pulitzer Prizes, especially since they had to give one back one time because they got caught committing fraudulent journalism. Did you know that? Did you know the Washington Post had to actually forfeit an award, a Pulitzer Prize that they won many years ago? They had to give it back because it was all fiction. It all came out. It was totally made up. Fabricated news. That's what the Washington Post does day to day. But this news is real. The Clintons and the DNC, totally corrupt. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is all part of this as well, not just John Podesta. Total corrupt cartel, a political cartel, a mafia. And they conspired to fabricate this fake document to try to smear Trump, hoping that that would cause Trump to be out of the race. You see the kind of games they play? The dirty tricks? The smears that they run constantly? This is what the mainstream media does. This is what Democrats do. This is what the DNC does. This is the corruption. This is why Hillary deserved to lose. They even conspired against their own candidate, Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders, I still believe to this day, would have beat Donald Trump in an election. Because Bernie Sanders is, frankly, a more likable guy than Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is offensive and repulsive to most people, including women, by the way. And Bernie Sanders would have won the election. Not that I would have wanted that to happen. He's a socialist. He's an economic moron. But he's not a mean, evil mafia boss who orders executions of people. You know what I mean? Bernie Sanders is not that guy. He's not evil. He's just really misinformed about economics and so on. But he would have won. But the DNC made sure they conspired against him to get him to hand him losses and make sure all the delegates went to Hillary Clinton during the primaries. I mean, it's incredible. The whole story of how the DNC conspired against everybody and cheated and lied and deceived and rigged everything. And they still lost anyway, which is exactly what they deserved. And they deserve it forever. Never vote in support of any candidate of the DNC. They are criminals. They are criminals. They deserve to be defeated every time in every election forever. That organization is hopelessly corrupt. So it's all coming out. We'll see where this goes. You can follow more news about all this at clinton.news or trump.news. Take your choice. Both sites. Sites that I publish, clinton.news and trump.news. natural.news. Check them out. You'll find some very interesting information there as we continue to cover this. Thanks for listening and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.